question from Puri Ashish Kumar who, although there are many saints in Maharashtra, why is Saint Tukaram glorified in particular in ISKCON? Answer: that is because his example and teachings are quite unambiguously pure devotional, and he also had a connection with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So many of the other Maharashtrian saints, they were also very exalted spiritually, but the way their teachings are available to us now are often having a significant impersonalist sort of import, Mayavadi sort of import, that can often come from the Marathi scholars who have translated their Marathi of the several centuries ago into present Marathi, or it may come from themselves directly. We don't know. So, because we cannot be sure about the exact philosophical conceptions, whether they are personalist or impersonalist, of all the various saints that are there in Maharashtra. That's why no explicit reference to them is made. But because there is a striking parallels between the teachings of Tukaram Maharaj and as they are given in the Srimad Bhagavatam, as explained by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that's why he is most often referred to. His Grace Vrindavan Prabhu, a devotee scholar, has written a book commenting on the parallels between Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings and Tukaram Maharaj's teachings. And that reveals how striking the parallels are. So, that's why, because the parallels are significant, because the teachings are quite unambiguously devotional and not impersonal, that's why the focus is on Tukaram Maharaj.